Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to put you on the straight and narrow way to go to heaven and escape that terrible place called hell. The Lord has blessed Missionary Vell and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We're here on radio preaching the gospel, amen, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, amen, like we always do. We're in a teaching series talking about God is love, the fourth chapter of 1 John. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the teaching series. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. We live in an age where the devil is really on the rampage. School shootings. Yes. People just getting guns, trying to settle their disputes, their arguments. Shooting and doing at schools. All of that is evil in the eyes of God. It's sad when you got people on the streets dying with bullets in them from gunshots. It's sad. Innocent people being shot. It's sad. Yes. But Jesus come to save you and deliver you from that life.
Amen.
The Bible said, Jesus said in St. John 10:10, the thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. Satan is not your friend. He come to destroy your life. So many ways the devil try to destroy people's lives. Gun violence is only one of the ways. But there's alcoholism. People can drink themselves to death. Get cirrhosis of the liver. All of that's evil in the eyes of God. Car accidents, because people been drinking. Getting high off of marijuana, smoking weed. They talked about in Virginia, where drivers feel that they can drive better if they smoke weed. That's false. When you high off of these drugs, it causes your reaction to be slow, to respond when you're behind the wheel. But the devil make you feel like you're doing good. That's a false sense. That's how the devil destroy your life. Amen. Praise God. Using drugs. Drugs is such a evil spirit. When people get hooked on these things, it's getting high off of crack cocaine. All of that. But Jesus come to deliver you from that life.
Amen.
That you don't have to be addicted to them things. The Lord come to save you from your sin. Amen. Pray God. I tell prisoners, I tell those that's incarcerated, I tell them, if the Lord meant for a man to smoke and a woman to smoke, he'll put a chimney over your head. I'm telling you, praise God. But the devil is the one that wants to destroy you. That's why he have people smoking like a smokestack. Smoking tobacco, addicted to nicotine, just smoking, destroying yourself. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the sight of God. It's filthy smoking tobacco. It's filthy. Praise God. But Jesus come to deliver you from that life. So you don't have to be addicted to them things. I'm telling you. You don't have to be high off of weed. Crack cocaine. And all of that. The Lord come to save you. Amen. You don't have to drink alcohol. But the Lord come to deliver you. And set you free. I tell the prisoner, I said, praise God, amen. You need to get drunk off the new wine, which is the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, you get drunk off that new wine, you ain't want that other stuff no more. I'm saying that now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let's get back to the lesson, Missionary Velvet. 1 John 4:4. Praise God. And the 15th verse, what it say?
Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God.
Now, if you confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in you and you in God. Let you know you in the Word. Amen. I'm in the Word. That's why I preach it. I'm in the Word. I know some people want to dispute it and people want to argue about the Godhead. That mess is of the devil. You hear me? Because, amen, I believe what that Bible says. The Bible said, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. It didn't say, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is all God Almighty. That's not written in that Bible. But it says that whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Yes, he is. Glory to God. Amen. That's why I'm a Jesus man. I preach Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Because Jesus is as power in that name. There's no other name given unto men whereby men can be saved but in that name of Jesus. For in that name, bodies can be healed. Miracles can take place. People can get out of all the wheelchairs. Deaf ears unstop. The blind eyes pop open. There's power in that name. That is the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I love to pray the prayer of faith in the name above every name. In that name. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's something about that name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise
God. Amen. That's why I'm a Jesus man. Praise God. Because I'm telling you, Jesus went forth healing the sick. Amen. Casting out devils. Glory to God. Amen. When the Lord deliver you and set you free, you will not be the same anymore. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Woo! Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I can preach off that verse. Glory to God. What it said?
We have known and believed the love that God has to us.
And we have known and believed the love that God has for us.
God is love.
God is love.
And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Now, if you love your neighbor and love your friend, you will not hurt them. You won't be getting guns and all trying to shoot and knock them off the, amen, off the, praise our God, this side of life. Because you love them. It's time to show love for your neighbor. It's time to treat people the way you want to be treated. It's time to forgive and stop holding grudges. Don't you know grudges was the one that make you sick, cause you to suffer in your body? But you need to get rid of those grudges. The Lord will heal you of that sickness. Heal you of that pain. Heal you of that ailment. Praise God. Amen. Forgiveness is the best medicine. Praise God. To cause your body to be healed and delivered from these diseases, from these sicknesses. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. But when folks have so much resentment in their life, in their heart, it causes people to suffer with high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, cancer, arthritis. Amen. All these diseases. But when you forgive and let go in love and treat people the way you want to be treated, then the power of God will heal you and deliver you and set you free. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. I know it's a powerful message. Glory
praise
to God.
Him, praise
amen. We're going to get ready for the powerful prayer of faith.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, Lord, eye disease, wherever it is. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, deliver the people. Let forgiveness come in their heart so healing power will deliver them and set them free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Forgive. And say, Lord, I forgive. Lord, amen. Just amen. Glory to God. Let go. And let God bless your soul. Lord, do these things. Praise God. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful parent, Missionary Velvet.
Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. The Lord is so wonderful and He is so great. And He can do anything but fail. The Lord is able to pick you up and renew you and revive you. You believe that message in prayer to Ella Holmes and pray you've been set free. And you said, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And keep on praying and keep on continuing to seek Him for higher heights and deeper debt. Do behind prison bars. Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. As I often say, if He has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. Nothing is too hard for Him to do. You just allow Him to come and make the difference. Those in the free will, thank your prayer support of our ministry. Continue to pray for we pray for you. And God has a plan for you to help you to be able to live perfectly in this world also too. And remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, He is able to perform. Give Him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. The Lord will open up doors to go into the jails and prisons to preach to those that's behind prison bars. We will pray for you. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed. Many activities on the website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Praise God. Spanish speaking inmates, ready for Spanish material. Go, Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.